If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
An action-packed Tuesday, the last day of January? How the hell did that happen?
Like, I feel like Christmas is a week ago.
I feel like we just took down our Christmas tree.
Which means tomorrow is the first of the month.
Don't forget to pay your bills.
Got to pay all your bills, all your alimony, all your child support.
Says who?
All your everything tomorrow. Says me. Says the government.
Lawyers, Ramos.
Yeah, exactly. Says lawyers. Everybody's ex. Anyway, I'm Covino. That is Rich. Spotty's here.
Hey, Spotty.
Hey, Spotty boy. Ramos.
Hola.
Hola, hola, eh. That's hola, Ramos. Hola, DJ Ramos on the ones and twos. And, of course, super producer Danny G on the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
877-99 on Fox and Dan Beyer with the updates. So we have an action-packed show for you. Giving away bribery balls. We have some Tyson trivia. It's a Tyson Tuesday.
I don't want to be the guy that's like, all right, everyone, slow down. It's not that great of a party.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Broncos country.
I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, that restaurant, food was all right.
I don't want to be the buzzkill. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. Wah, wah.
Negative Norberto, as they say in the barrio.
I don't want to be negative Norberto. But just because you got Sean Payton, I'm going to read a tweet that our boy Ramos retweeted.
Uh-oh, if Ramos retweeted, it must be a good one.
That guy.
Which account did Ramos retweet it from is the real question.
And how many accounts does Ramos
have? From his burner accounts where he makes fun of us. Ramos retweeted Lindsay.
Doesn't Ramos have an I hate Kevin Durant account too? Isn't he the guy always going at him?
I think he does. Lindsay, okay?
Yes, I did retweet that, yes.
And it's on Twitter. All that. Broncos for a coach that's going to end up in the bottom of the division behind the Chiefs and Chargers. Sad. And I'm not saying that's the sentiment. And by the way, you forgot Danny G's Raiders in that comment.
Oh, yeah.
But the reality is we can't assume. I don't want to be, again, the Debbie Downer, but just
you
because
really can't you can't assume anything because, you know, even speaking of the Raiders, you don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Raiders. So how can you assume anything when it comes to Peyton?
I just think we all need to slow down, take a breath. Now, it's a great move for the Broncos, right? It's better than what they did last year, right? You can't imagine this team, you know, going 4-13 again or whatever they went. But just because you say farewell Nathaniel Hackett, because he couldn't hack it, he's in the right spot now with the Jets, offensive coordinator. That's the right position for a guy like Nathaniel Hackett. Comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean Payton, he's not Bill Belichick. It's not like the guy's got, you know, too many rings for one hand.
I mean, he's got one ring.
One time. And it was a great Super Bowl. If you remember, Drew Brees with the headphones on. His kid had the headphones on. The earmuffs.
By the way, Broncos 5-12.
Oh, they were 5-12?
5-12.
Forgot they got that big fifth win. 5-12.
Yeah, it's safe to say they can't do any worse.
It's a great,
you would think.
It's a great position for Sean Payton to walk into. But I just want to remind everyone that just because you hire a big-name coach, it doesn't automatically equal success. Again, not here to be the Debbie Downer. I'm the positive, happy guy usually.
But it shows the fans that
you're in it
to win it, and you're shaking things up, and you're taking things serious, and you know, it backs up the investment you made in Russell Wilson as well.
Of course, it's
optics.
When you work for a company and you see that they're putting effort and resources into the product. Doesn't need to be sports. It could be any company. If you see that your company's putting more resources into what you're doing, you're like, oh, the company's in it.
Oh.
Like Fox Sports Radio. They built new studios. You know, we're doing these big things. And it's like, all right, you get the sense that, like, it makes you feel good as a company. Sports teams are companies. It's a good internal move and a good look that, hey, we went after a guy that has a big name, Sean Payton. But again, one Super Bowl doesn't, he's not Bill Walsh. He's not Bill Belichick.
Are you saying that the general public, for the most part, are, as Danny G has coined, prisoners of the moment? Everybody's all excited about it.
I mean, they should be.
It's like, hey, come on. Good move, but let's not overreact, right? So there has been other times where coaches have overpromised and underproduced.
If you're a Broncos fan today, you should be pumped. You should be thinking, this is a great move in the right direction. But I'm just going to name a few names to throw it out there. Phil Jackson.
That's the first one that comes to mind.
Phil Jackson.
For me, anyway.
Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Kobe, Shaq, and the Lakers. This guy couldn't lose.
He won on every level of his career.
This guy's synonymous with the W. This guy wins.
He wins.
I mean,
all he does is win, win, win.
Doesn't he have too many rings that he had to get one adjusted to put on his junk?
Yeah.
Like, he has so many rings. Like, he ran out of toes and feet and hands. I mean,
he's got a junk ring.
I mean, Phil Jackson, winner. Couldn't fix the Knicks. Some things are just like, hey, not the right fit.
Unfixable.
Your dude.
Yeah, but you know what? Can I give you an analogy? Because you're talking about Phil Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, and we talked about this in the past, but every neighborhood has a place where it's always grand opening, grand closing, where no matter whatever they put in that spot, because of its location
it's
or whatever,
true.
It just opens and always fails.
Think of your neighborhood. It was like a film developing place in the 80s, then it closed down. Then they opened the yogurt shop. That closed down. Then
and
they opened the health food store.
It's either the stigma surrounding that spot or that location or the parking. Something's not right with that place. Eventually, somebody comes in and makes it a winning corporation. And it happened here. We're broadcasting in the Valley, home of the Cobra Kai dojos. You know, there's one place that was 8 different things since I've lived here. Grand opening, grand closing, and grand opening, grand closing. Eventually, they opened up this beautiful HQ gastro pub, and it's been in business ever since. Meaning, it erased that losing stigma.
Well,
it was the answer. It was the trick.
And Danny, I'll give you credit because you said it off the air. You said, I'm curious what Sean Payton, and there could be an answer, what will Sean Payton bring to the table to teach Russell Wilson? What is he going to bring to Russell Wilson that changes this from a 5-12 team to a team that's going to be as good or better than the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Raiders, who you know are going to be much improved too?
Yeah. And like Covino said to start the show, we don't know if Aaron Rodgers or a quarterback of his stature is going to join the Raiders. So that's a X factor there.
If Aaron Rodgers becomes a Raider, so you got Josh McDaniels with Aaron Rodgers, Waller, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams. You got that team who's going to be much improved. The defending possible Super Bowl champions, they're going there in 2 weeks.
I'm still here.
Yeah, Mahomes will still be there.
I'm still here.
And you
don't really care about Peyton.
And you know, you got the Chargers who lost a heartbreaking wild card game, but they were a 10-win team that could have won 11 if they didn't rest at the end of the year. So this is a tall order, a big task ahead of
Sean
Payton.
They're going to be better. Like you said, they should be excited. But I'll give you another example of no guarantee. You saw a major turnaround with the vibe and the overall attitude of the Mets when Buck Showalter became the manager, but they didn't win. But it was still a positive, right? I mean, he's a great example. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and he brought his Hall of Fame winning attitude and resume to your organization. I feel like he turned the whole vibe around, but they still didn't win.
No, see, Here's where you lost me. I think that's an example of what they're hoping for. Because Buck Showalter went to a team that was miserable, traditional, that had traditionally bad leadership.
Okay.
You know, Terry Collins was respected, but Buck Showalter gave the Mets one of their only 100-plus win seasons in their history. Yeah, they choked in the wild card, but you're looking at a win-now world.
If you didn't win and you hired all these big dudes, you don't hire them just to come in second, third place.
But I think you're looking at a changed culture, and Buck Showalter was like candidate for manager of the year. So I think that's...
They still didn't win.
Yeah, but only one team wins. I think Ramos made the point.
And only one team wins in the NFL.
Yeah, but I'm saying Ramos made the point that if you take a team to a couple championship games in a row,
it's that's positive. It's absolutely positive. But they didn't pay Russell Wilson and make all these moves for Sean Payton and give up all these draft picks to just be good.
Yeah, and the tall order is for Payton to get that locker room right. You saw the body language of the wide receivers there in Denver last season, and it was horrible.
Dude.
A lot of players on his own team just didn't get along with Russell Wilson, and you guys have mapped out all those reasons for months on the show.
I don't want to be hard on Russell Wilson, but Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, his persona rubs some people the wrong way.
Mr. Unlimited.
It's actually, you're saying, Danny G, deeper than the plays that he's going to create with Russell Wilson. Is like, how is he going to manage him?
Yeah.
And the expectations in the locker room.
It's all buzzwords, right? It's all buzz phrases, but creating a culture.
No, it's true.
They'll say that, but you know, it sounds ridiculous, but we've all been there. Different jobs we've all had in our lives. You've had bosses and managers that create a good work culture and environment.
Well, what's the first thing the boss does though? He always shakes things up and brings some of his own people in.
Or it's going to be like someone's going to be made an example.
Yeah.
I think I heard Sean Payton say when they asked who's been on, obviously he's been on Fox on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
And they brought up, what are you looking for? He said kind of what you guys have said. He wants control. He wants to have what he says go and this and that. So I'm assuming he's got this whole idea of what he wants to do when he gets there. Like, I'm going to take this guy. This is going to go out. I'm going to bring these guys in. So he obviously has a mindset of what he feels is going to win. Now, whether it wins or not, that's another story, right?
Now, do you think, I'm guessing the answer is absolutely, as Rocky Balboa would say.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, 100%.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, no.
These things were all mapped out with John Elway and the front office during the interview process and meetings. I'll ask you this, because the rumors behind the scenes, I heard Dan Beyer talking about it, where there was rumor that D'Amico Ryans was the guy, and then he said, the Texans. Is Dan Beyer there? Yeah, Dan.
Yes.
So D'Amico Ryans was the dude, and then he decides to go to the Texans, so now they sort of reintroduced the offer maybe Payton originally wanted?
This is some insider on insider crime. This is Schefter and Ian Rappaport subtweeting each other. Rappaport said that the Broncos had reached out to Ryans earlier today trying to persuade him to not go to the Texans. We were talking yesterday, did it in our updates, that Ryans was expected to get his second interview and then be the Texans head coach, but Rappaport said that the Broncos tried to speak with Ryans today to persuade him. Schefter then came back over the top rope saying no conversation happened. They are separate. There are other insiders that are backing Schefter's story. But yeah, we have a little brouhaha over this connection.
I mean, nice.
Yo, yes. A little brouhaha.
A little side story, a little side scuffle.
But I imagine, like, if Sean Payton's like, here's what I want, and then the Broncos, let's just say the first report is correct, and it's like they were also talking to Ryans. And then D'Amico Ryans says, listen, I play for the Texans. That's my guy. I'm going to Houston. Does Sean Payton, when he finally takes the final offer, what do you think that little gimme was? Like, I want to make sure I want a slushy machine in my office. Like what is the, like,
with four flavors, yes, not just three.
Blue or two. Slushy. Yes. I want a Slurpee machine.
I want a Slurpee machine.
Not a slushy machine. Now,
we were talking about whether or not you care if you're the second choice, right? And by the way, I wanted to bring up another point too. D'Amico Ryans returns to the Texans as the head coach. Isn't there something cool? I mean, I know the right scenario means the most, but when you're a player for a team, to then go back there and coach the team you once played for, that's sort of a sweet homecoming for a player, right?
Big time. Yeah, super cool.
It's always cool when you see a guy that, yo, he was on the team, now he's coaching the team. It's a full circle moment. So I guess you wonder, like, man, if D'Amico Ryans had a chance for the Texans or the Broncos? He chose the Texans? He played there. Feels comfortable there. Probably knows the organization, knows the city. There's other factors always.
Didn't you have a crush on your old school teacher, Miss Lippy, and then years later ended up hooking up with her? That was a pretty cool full circle.
You know I did.
Full circle moment for you,
we
right?
Did some finger painting.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh.
Miss Lippy.
Oh. Right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Miss Lippy. All right. Well, when it comes to not being the first choice, Derek Carr had to realize that even last year, the Raiders were going after Tom Brady. It didn't work out. When Tom Brady went to the Bucks, remember the original reports? Even Dana White was involved. It's like, I saw the deal.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
done. You know, Derek Carr had to accept the fact that, they wanted him, but it didn't work. So I guess he'll stick with me. The Twins. How do you think the Twins feel, Minnesota? Carlos Correa seemed like he desperately tried to be with anyone but you. Giants. Mets. And then he says the nerve to, what did he say at that press conference, Ramos? Like, this is where I always wanted to be.
This is where I always wanted to be.
Yeah, but yeah. Who cares, right?
Who cares?
For all we know, Fox Sports Radio was trying to get Weenie in the Butt to do afternoons and ended up with us.
Yeah,
but I like to think that it all worked out and fate had its way and everybody's happy.
Yeah, Danny
right?
G said, remember a year ago, Juan Soto? Mets, Dodgers, Yankees, all the big market teams laid out all the prospects they were willing to just throw in there. Now those prospects are like, oh, I was that disposable.
Sometimes the
and
first
now they're
choice,
on the teams. You know?
I think the lesson we're trying to get at here is, you know, if what you're saying is true about D'Amico Ryans and Sean Payton, sometimes the first choice isn't always the best choice, and fate unfurls the way it's supposed to. Like our buddy Mike, who runs this place,
yeah,
told a pretty cool story off the air.
Who?
Mike, who runs this place.
Yeah, is he the CEO or
he
COO?
Said his,
what is his
I don't know,
right?
But he's pretty cool, I can tell you that. He said his daughter's first choice was NYU. And it didn't work out. She didn't end up at NYU. She ended up at a small school in Ohio and couldn't be happier with how things worked out.
Yeah.
And had she had gone to NYU, all her friends that were going there ended up leaving and they ended up hating it.
Yeah.
And it would have been a nightmare for her. So what ended up being her second choice was really the best choice. So just because it was the first choice doesn't mean it would work.
It's like, didn't Mike also say he wanted to be on Jeopardy, but he ended up on Supermarket Sweep? And
that's a whole other side story. Yeah.
All right, well,
true story, though.
Covino and Rich, just a reminder, if your second choice, run with it. Do you know, you can't think in those terms.
Just be happy you're there.
You can't think in those terms. Like, yeah, well, you know what? I think they were going to hire another guy in sales, but they picked me because the other guy declined. Well, you got the job. So what are you biatching about?
That's the gig.
You're here. You're there. Come on.
That's it. And again, the big story, Sean Payton is with the Broncos. Was he the first choice? Doesn't matter. Their job is to make it work now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is just a tribute. Couldn't remember the greatest song in the world. No.
I love this.
This is a tribute. Oh.
Are you kidding me with this, DJ Ramos? This is one of my favorite songs of all time.
DJ Ramos in the mix.
Jack Black, Kyle Gass.
I just figured you guys are talking about a tribute to Nolan Ryan, so what best, right?
Flee goo goo.
Yeah. As we pay tribute, this is Tribute, the greatest song in the world.
You know, Jack Black's one of those guys I never got sick of. I think for a minute, people thought maybe there was a bit too much Jack Black. Sometimes when someone gets way popular, there's a lot of them all at once.
Yeah.
We went through that with Seacrest for a while. I think we're going through that with Jennifer Coolidge right now. I'm in every show out there.
Well, have you guys seen Shotgun Wedding?
Yes, I saw Shotgun Wedding.
The lesson learned here as we pay tribute on Nolan Ryan's 176th birthday is to acknowledge them when they're alive. Pay tribute when they're alive, not just, you know, when it's too late, right?
Speaking of people that are hot right now, they're in a lot of things. Spot the actor's name that's in The Last of Us that was also in White Lotus.
Murray Bartlett.
This guy was great, and I don't know if we mentioned it on Fox Sports Radio yet, but the Linda Ronstadt song they used, Long, Long Day,
I'll say
it was so
influential
in that scene in the last episode of The Last of Us. 5,000% more Spotify streams and downloads and everything.
It's much like, to show you.
Much like how Stranger Things with Kate Bush.
I think it's awesome, but it also goes to show you how many bozos out there who didn't know the song to begin with. And they're like, oh, wow, you mean there's music that existed before Taylor Swift?
Hall of Famer, Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
She's a legend.
Who Spot pointed out at one point had a mariachi stage. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah. Spanish album. She had a couple Spanish albums.
All right, well,
and dated our governor of California back in the day, Governor Jerry Brown. That was a big story.
And Ramos, she's one of my mother Hortensia's favorites, just so you know.
All right, you know what we got to do? We do it every Tuesday.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac.
Sorry to interrupt. Mike, no disrespect. Patrick Mahomes here. I'm here again. Big week getting ready for the Super Bowl. Had to stop by to see my homies Covino and Rich.
Money!
Yeah. Wow. Hey, hold, Kelsey, hey, chill out, man. I'm here interrupting Mike Tyson. You're trying to interrupt me. It's all about me right now. It's showtime, Mahomes trivia.
It's a Tyson Tuesday takeover.
This is like disrespectful. No one even told me about this.
I'm really sorry, Mike.
Ramos, how are you going to let this happen to me? This is my job. This is my role. You just can't come in here and, like, and just take over and disrespect like that.
Why not?
Because I'm Mike Tyson.
You get the week off, Mike.
Let's go.
Wow. The return of Patrick Mahomes.
I knew he was going to come back.
I'm hot right now. Big week. Got to be here for my homies. Excited about it. Let's go, Chiefs.
Do you have a deal with Fox?
Do I what? No, I'm just happy to be here. I just love Covino and Rich.
Okay, good. Didn't know if you were going the Brady route. Did you get the big money?
No. Just here to, you know, do some trivia, get hyped for the Super Bowl.
Thought you were going to take Sean Payton's place.
No, I'm wondering if this fight here could rub my titsies because my ankle's a little sore.
Ankle
ankle's feeling pretty good,
saw
guys.
Saw you hobbling the other night.
Here to let you know, you know. But, you know, I don't want anybody interrupting me here like Kelsey does all the time. You know, but I do want to thank my family because I wasn't able to do that on TV because Kelsey just keeps interrupting. But
hey, I got some wise words for that.
Just want to say thank you guys for all the support. It's a hell of a run, hell of a year. And we're not done yet.
All right, pipe down over there, fake Mahomes. Let's welcome in our takeover contestants. Hot off his victory last week, three-time champ Dan Beyer.
Yes. Oh. Great to be back.
Also, a three-time winner, Rich Davis, over in that corner.
Let's go.
I think it should reset now that it's Mahomes.
Still looking for his first W. Doesn't matter, Spotty, for you.
Yeah, and W for weak ass.
It's going to be the week.
I feel it.
I'll give him one right now. W for weenie.
And looking to win a CNR Fox Sports Radio Nerf football, Frank in Vegas.
Hey, Frank. Hey, what's up, Frank?
Hey, everybody. Does Mr. Mahomes prefer Pat or Patrick?
Patrick. My dad was Pat. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, here we go.
All right, Frank, what do you do for a living there in Vegas?
I work over at Resorts World. I am a casino supervisor.
Oh, very cool.
It's a nice, nice resort.
All right. Here are the rules for Showtime Mahomes Trivia. Same as we do for Mikey. The contestant with two correct answers is the MVP. Not you, Patrick. They'll be the MVP.
Oh, no, I'm most definitely MVP. I'll prove that at the Super Bowl.
All right.
Jalen Hurts for the birds, pun intended.
We get it.
Mahomes,
TikTok,
MVP.
Patrick.
Say it.
TikTok.
Mahomes, MVP. MVP.
All right, MVP. With your brothers on.
Kelsey got me all fired up.
If we finish the multiple choice questions and there's a tie, then we have a couple of overtime tie-breaking questions. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there are two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question.
Cool.
Everybody ready?
That means you, Mr. Hyperpants over here, don't be jumping in, all right?
All right.
I finish. Don't be interrupting me like Travis Kelsey, all right?
All right.
Here we go. First down.
Let's go. White House High School in the house. In my senior year, not to brag, but I threw a no-hitter. You know, my dad was a big league pitcher. How many strikeouts in that game? A, 19, B, 11, or C, 16?
Rich.
Frank.
Rich.
I'm going to go 16.
Yes.
Oh.
Rich on the board right away.
Yeah.
Wow.
High school, I'm thinking seven innings. Right, there we go. Perfect.
No-hitter.
Wow, here we go. Second down.
Second down. I'm an avid gamer, especially when it comes to A, Madden, B, Call of Duty, or C, League of Legends.
Frank.
Frank.
Call of Duty.
Yes.
Oh.
Love it. Love it.
Frank is on the board. Rich won. Frank won. Let's go to third down.
COD.
All right. I've heard you guys talk about her a few times. Respectfully, of course. My wife, Brittany, how did I propose in 2020? Was it A, at the Chiefs ring ceremony, B, on stage at the Chiefs parade, or C, an Arrowhead? Chief Bozos were calling Burrowhead. Arrowhead, executive suite with 1,000 roses.
Dan.
Dan Beyer.
I'm going to go C.
Dang it.
He did do 1,000 roses, but it was to celebrate after he did what?
I'm going to Rich, if no one has to get buzzed. I'm going to say the first one. I think it was
A, right?
Yeah.
That would be A at the Chiefs ring ceremony.
Yeah, I was going to say the ring ceremony because I know it wasn't on the field. Okay.
You are the champ.
There you go.
Sorry, Frank.
Trying to see there if Rich knew what he was talking about.
He didn't. Yeah, this game's not rigged at all.
No, it was the.
Totally a guess, but that's okay.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Fun fact: the Kelsey brothers went to my rival high school in Cleveland.
Oh, look at that.
There it is.
Play against the Kelsey brothers.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor.
I was trying to say congratulations. Hey, Frank, thanks for playing along.
Yeah, Frank said he moved to Vegas from Ohio.
We'll come visit you, Frank.
Hey, nice.
Hey, Frankie, thank you for playing.
Hey, guys. Hey, Danny G, thanks for booking me again. Can I be here again after Super Bowl? Or
I miss
next week,
I miss
maybe?
Mike. Mike was much more like subdued.
He's
much more relaxed.
I'm just all hyped about Super Bowl. I'm all hyped up. I mean, you can't be all, you know, feeling... down about things. Things are going good. I'm the man of the hour. Let's go.
Okay, Patrick.
I think you need some of Mike's edibles.
So can I get some too? All right.
I'm here.
Thank you, Patrick. Mahomes.
Thank you, Patrick.
Dan Byer.
Bye, Dan. Bye, Ramos.
Bye, Patrick. Patrick may miss this, but we have a correction. Earlier in the show, you called Mike as the head of Fox Sports Radio. His title is CNO, okay? Chief of Nothing. Okay.
Oh,
Chief of Nothing Officer.
Snap.
He puts the no in CNO. That is Mike.
Chief of Nothing.
Yes, the CNO around here.
That's funny.
I watched that Supermarket Sweep episode about five times this weekend.
Oh,
it was so amazing.
Bear. Wait, where can people find it? It's on YouTube, right? You search
Daily Motion, I think it was. It wasn't even a YouTube clip.
Yeah, look, just search Supermarket Sweep, and his name is Bear.
Bear. It'll show up. It's like from 1995.
That's amazing. That's Mike, who quote unquote runs this place. It's so cool to see.
He has hair and a mustache.
Yeah, it's so
CNO.
Funny.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ Ramos!
DJ Ramos in the mix.
In the mix
is Covino and Rich. The question is, was Sean Payton their first choice, though? I mean, it's a side question based on the rumors.
Now, was it D'Amico Ryans? If it was,
I pose this question. I pose like Ravishing Rick Rude, by the way.
Yeah, but sometimes you can have options, right? In life, you have options. Maybe they're all good options.
Look at these abs. Do you care if you're not the first option? At the job, relationships, any aspect of your life, if you're not the first choice, does it bother you?
I mean, is anybody really the first choice when you think about it? I don't know.
I mean, someone is.
I mean, for the majority of people listening right now, you think these dudes listening to Fox Sports Radio, every one of them is like,
Yep, I was the first choice.
You think everybody's the first choice?
You know what?
I know there is a first choice, but not everybody's, you know, Tom Brady.
Jeez, I have a... Oh, I don't want to say it.
I want to know. What do you mean you don't want to say it? When you say you don't want to say it, it means you got to say it now.
I don't want to say it. It comes across as rude.
Oh, now you got to say it. I don't care. If it's about me, I don't care. Say it.
It's not about you.
If it's about Ramos, definitely say it.
It's not about Ramos. Ramos is my first choice. But Iowa Sam's a strong number two. So.
I'll tell you what, though. I think it's your job to make people feel that way, right?
Yeah.
You're my first choice.
I want Ramos to know that when we started here, I was like, man, we got Ramos. Awesome. Now, in relationships and life, you said something, and it's the truth, unfortunately. When you see some woman with some slob of a boyfriend or husband, I'm sorry, with all due respect, slob guys out there, you're not our first choice.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm throwing myself into that conversation.
Like, I mean,
I have a beautiful young girlfriend. You think she was like, he's my first choice? No, she ended up with me and she's making the best of it. But now she has to make me feel like I was the first choice. It's just reality. It doesn't mean I'm a bad choice.
No, my ego tells me I'm everyone's first choice.
Yeah, but that's your ego talking. Guess what? Your beautiful wife, Sarah, could have had anybody she wanted.
In fact, right around the time I met my wife, true story, Ramos, you know who was kicking it to her? Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah.
He was throwing it to
her. And I was like, yo, tell this guy to stop hitting you up. I'd like to say she chose me.
She chose you.
But don't think
there's not options.
I know.
And there's nothing wrong with the options. Options are good. And then you make the best of what you got. And that's what the Broncos could be doing.
Hey, Rich, would you be cool letting her go out on a date with Aaron Rodgers if it means he signs with the Raiders?
For you, yes. For you, yes, Danny G. I will say that in work scenarios, if you found out. All right, I got a great example.
Rich just loves putting himself in the same sentence as Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't think he's a weirdo at times. I mean, he's one of the greatest, but I think he's a little bit of a weirdo. Likeable and weird at the same time.
Yeah, your wife seems too normal.
I know. So I'll give you an example because it's relevant. It's not just because it's the Mets, but it's a good big story. When the Mets signed Carlos Correa, they told Eduardo Escobar, yeah, dude, it's been fun. Like, I don't know what we're going to do with you. Maybe we'll deal you. Who knows? Maybe you'll be a utility guy. We don't know. Then when the Correa deal falls through, it's like, well, I guess Escobar's our everyday third baseman again. Does that bother him, or is he just happy to have the job?
I mean, it happened to Jimmy G this year, right? Trey Lance was the guy. All of a sudden, he's like, oh, I guess I'm in again. And had to pretend like he was the guy all along, and he proved that he was. You know what? Sometimes the second choice could end up being the best choice. Hey, Back to the Future, they chose Eric Stoltz to play Marty McFly, right? I mean, that's who they went with. And then who did they end up with? Michael J. Fox, legendary. So, hey,
you mean to tell me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Sometimes the second choice works out best. So, who knows? The thing is, do you really want to know? The reality is, it all worked out.
If you're the head coach of a team, maybe during the wooing process, like, well, we went for Sean Payton, couldn't get him, so here, we hired you, D'Amico Ryans, or vice versa. I wonder, do most people care if they're choice number two? But I want to bring up something that we haven't, I don't know, you know, we have a two-hour show. If we had more time, then we could get to everything. We just can't get to everything. Something we missed the other day, I feel like we'd be foolish not to mention it. It's one of the greatest moments in sports this year so far, and we haven't even mentioned it.
What?
Patrick Beverley showing the ref the camera.
Yeah, that was great.
How is that not like the greatest? I mean, yo, that's the greatest reason to get a technical foul ever, and Pat Bev continues to be an entertaining dude, but
I mean, he wins though because that went viral.
Showing the ref, here's the camera.
That's how bad those refs were. They stole the headline.
I know. I realized, I was like, you know, we never mentioned the coolest moment of the week. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great night. If you missed the podcast, download it, and we'll see you then. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a great Tuesday.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.